There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor. Somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. This is Ken Heisey. I'm financial advisor at Heisey Advisory Group. Alongside of me this morning, Steve Mahler, also a financial advisor at Heisey Advisory Group. We're here to take you down your retirement highway. Today's show, we're going to spend a little time talking about some of the disconnects that we see with couples and money and how to build a retirement plan that satisfies both spouses. Along the way, as always, if you have anything you'd like to reach out to us, or if you'd like to schedule up an opportunity to sit down with us, the number is 314-328-4400, or you can reach us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. I thought I'd start out, Steve, this morning with some statistics. Is that some exciting stuff?
I love statistics. You know that. I'm a statistics geek.
He's a junkie, that's for sure. So a couple of things that we pulled out, and this came from a Fidelity Investments study from 2011. 33% of couples don't agree or know where they plan to retire. So 33% don't know where they're going to retire. 62% didn't agree on what age they're going to retire. And this next one's the most fascinating one. 73% of married couples disagree on whether they have completed a retirement income plan.
That's the one that kills me. So if you have a retirement income plan, you would know that you had
You either correct. Do or you don't,
You
right?
either do or you don't. It's like, do you have a car? 73% of people don't agree that they have a car. No, you either have a car or you don't have a car.
But that's the disconnect that we're seeing among couples in their retirement planning. And as an example, I'll give you an example of John and Lucy. I'm going to use these two people. They're hypothetical, but it's a good story. They've been married for 30 years, and when they came into the office, they were a little disconnected. They were 2 months away from John's retirement. And when we said, tell me, what does retirement look like to you? It was interesting. John, who loves to fish, he could see the fishing rod in his hand and was so excited. He said, I know exactly what I'm going to do when I retire. And he started to bring up this land in South Carolina on a lake and said, I'm going to build a house on that lake and I'm going to go fishing every day. And surprisingly enough, that was completely news to Lucy. Because when Lucy heard this for the first time, she turned to John and she said, I have no idea who you're planning on moving to South Carolina with. But there's no way I'm moving to South Carolina and watching you go fishing every day. In fact, all of our grandchildren now live here in the St. Louis area, and I have zero interest in moving to South Carolina. So that's not happening. And she followed up and said, you know, this land that we bought 20 years ago, we haven't talked about it in probably 18 years ago. And the shocking part to me was that with 30 years of marriage, 60 days to go until retirement, they really didn't have a plan, and they really hadn't had discussions about what retirement was going to look like to them. And so it brought up the idea that we need to have a show and start talking about this whole concept of how to build a retirement that satisfies both spouses. A lot of times we come in, we hear husbands that are saying, you know, hey, we're fine, I've got it covered, you know, we've got plenty of money. Kind of that macho male thing that us guys tend to feel, and then we've got the ladies.
The ladies, it's totally different. They either verbalize this to us, or they have internalized it and wish that they had said things like, I'm afraid of losing money. I don't know that we being my husband and I, can handle another 2008. Or they'll think or say, I'm not sure we've been good planners. I'm not sure we've saved enough. I'm worried about running out of money. And do we have enough if one of us becomes a surviving spouse? So mm-hmm. those are things that the women are either thinking and sometimes saying.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they're not saying it, they subconsciously have these feelings because we hear it eventually through the process. And there's three things that we can do, right?
Yeah. So you can either do nothing. Just keep things exactly the way that they are.
Which means you're paralyzed. Right?
For the most part. Second one is you kind of divide and conquer, which means the husband says, look, I'll take my assets and I'll kind of go my direction, and you take yours and you go your direction. And that generally doesn't get you to a cohesive plan.
It gets pretty disjointed because they haven't brought it together, and how do you tie two separate plans into one?
Well, and you're obviously thinking differently, and so you need to have what the third thing is you have a little compromise. You get some compromise, you talk about, you do the planning, you work together to create what really becomes a true retirement plan, and now you start to really increase your chances of success. And success being for most families is we don't want to run out of money.
And we want to do the things we want to do in retirement, right? So how do we get to that successful retirement plan? I think first step is some education. That's why we do the show, right? By the way, the show is Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heise. Steve Mahler is with me. We are financial advisors at Heise Advisory Group. Just want to give you the number if you'd like to reach out. Again, 314-328-4400. And you can always get us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So yeah, step one, education, right? That's why we do the show. That's why we do the classes that we teach.
We have some classes coming up.
Some of them that are 5.5 hours long. We have some of them that are 2.5 hours long. We have some of them that are about an hour to hour and a half long. So we have a lot of different ones. And coming up, the first week of November is our next set of classes. Those are the 2.5 hour single night ones, and you can go to where?
To HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com, HeiseAdvisoryGroup.com, and you'll be able to see all of our class schedules listed on that website.
And we just finished two powerful, empowering women sessions, too, that we did specifically for the women out there because, again, the conversation that we said at the beginning, there's a lot of underlying questions that most women have that maybe they don't feel are answered all that well. So it gave a great opportunity for the ladies to come and kind of hear things from that perspective in terms of their planning as part of that relationship.
And most of them came without their spouses while they were invited. It was really geared toward the ladies.
So again, becoming educated, understanding the importance of a comprehensive plan. And part of that comprehensive plan, Steve, is things we've been talking about for a long time. And that also, it's not just the income, it's not just the investment, but tax planning.
Yeah, tax planning is critical. We know that this large group of baby boomers that are starting to hit RMD age, required minimum distribution age, are now facing paying the piper. And so tax planning as you're leading up to RMD age 70 and a half is very, very important. And why don't you mention a couple of the books that that we have been talking about over the last few months.
We use David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero, a great book on the future of taxation and how to reduce future taxation of qualified plans. Marty Ruby is the author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan. We hand those out quite often as well. In fact, we just had Marty Ruby in St. Louis doing a Tax Smart event talking about some of those things. But in the tax planning, it's not just the RMDs for a husband and wife while they're both living. The impact to the surviving spouse, and we talked about that in our Empowering Women's event, is so many of the women are likely to be the surviving spouse. Understanding that future tax impact to them at that time is really important in a comprehensive plan.
And what you're really talking about is the fact that as a single taxpayer, you pay taxes at a much higher rate, meaning you get into the higher brackets at less income. And so being able to understand that and be prepared for that should that happen can make a huge difference in the success of your overall retirement plan.
So education. It's so important with how to build the retirement plan that does satisfy both spouses. Participation is huge. How many times have we seen where the male kind of wants to come in and just see us separately without bringing a spouse?
No, and we strongly encourage, I don't want to go as far as saying demand, but we strongly encourage that the husband and wife come in together, because this is their retirement plan. This is going to be a plan that has to last for both the spouses, and so we really want both to come in, and it's important that they both get to know and like and trust the advisor that they're going to work with.
Oh, that knowing and liking is important. How many times have we seen new people coming in that we hear one spouse say they like the current advisor and the other spouse say she doesn't like that advisor, and there's a disconnect? And spouses, if you don't like the advisor, and if you're the successor or the surviving spouse, you may be forced into a relationship that you don't like. You know, you might be even saying right now, as you're listening to the show, you might be saying, you know, I have a plan, I have an advisor, but folks, it's not about necessarily changing your advisor. It's about becoming more informed. We have found that people don't know what they don't know. That's pretty straightforward. And I always looked at what's the worst case scenario if you came in and sat down with us for a one-on-one meeting. I think the worst case scenario for you is a couple of hours of time. You may come in and we may say, you're doing everything right. You've got a great advisor. You got a great plan. Just keep doing what you're doing and things should work out well. That's the worst case scenario.
Power of a second opinion.
Absolutely. Now, best case scenario, you come in and we start to find some things that you don't know about what you don't know, and we start to help you understand what some of those are and the impacts that's going to have, and we help you create a plan for your retirement that allows both spouses to be satisfied and that builds a comfortable retirement. So to do that, just reach out, give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And when we come back after the break, we'll continue talking about how to build a retirement plan that satisfies both spouses. Are you concerned about market volatility and how it may impact your retirement? I'm Ken Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. We've witnessed an almost unprecedented rise in the stock market over the past few years. I don't have a crystal ball, but I've seen market corrections and how it may have a negative impact on your retirement income. You might think you're safe. After all, the 2008 market drop is far behind us. But the risk never goes away. Stop worrying about market volatility and let us help you create a custom-tailored retirement plan for your goals and financial situation. Call Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 and let us help you prepare for the market ups and downs. There's no time like the present to find out how your investment portfolio might perform during a market downturn. Call 314-328-4400, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Again, it's Ken and Steve, and today we're talking about how to build a retirement plan that satisfies both spouses. And we gave an example of John and Lucy at the beginning of the show, where obviously John and Lucy had not had conversations about their retirement goals. John had a preconceived idea of where he was going. Lucy, not so much. Lucy had an idea, right? She was going to stay here in St. Louis. She was going to be with the grandkids. John was going to move to South Carolina and go fishing. In the end, what I didn't tell is they managed to figure out how to make it work. They kept the place in South Carolina. They stayed living here in St. Louis, and they actually used the place in South Carolina to vacation and bring the kids and grandkids to spend time together there. So it actually worked out for him in the end. It just took a little bit of work.
Now, and that's a compromise we were talking about.
That's the compromise. Yeah. Exactly. That's what we're trying to get to. Now, another couple, Mary and Peter, they were in their early 50s, and they were like spot on with their goals and dreams. And they started to plan for their retirement early. They really started talking through what they wanted retirement to look like 5 years before they were even ready to retire. And they were looking at their personal values. They were looking at what meant most to them. And in the end, they both concluded they had this dream to move to Mongolia for a couple of years. They were very involved in their church. Their church was very involved in building schools for the kids in Mongolia. And they kind of felt this, if you will, a higher calling and a purpose that once their kids were done with college, they wanted to retire early and they wanted to dedicate time of their life to helping build schools. So they both had a purpose. They actually both retired on the exact same day from two different companies. In fact, it was a cute story. They actually had both retirement parties, one back to back on the same day as well. So just a little bit different picture of a couple that were like spot on, obviously had their conversations about what they wanted retirement to look like versus John and Lucy, who were 60 days out from retirement and really didn't have a clue for where they wanted to go. And that's why we wanted to talk about the building that retirement plan that satisfies both spouses. So, Steve, we talked about education, right? That's important. The need for participation. Let's kind of reiterate that one more time, because I just think that is a real important area.
Yeah, so frequently the husbands are the ones that sort of oversee the finances, if you will. Not necessarily pay the bills, but certainly handle the investments and sort of whatever plans there may be, if there are any, toward retirement. And so the husbands often want to come in alone, saying, you know, my wife's eyes glaze over, she's busy, she's this, she's that. And we strongly encourage, we obviously can't demand, but we strongly encourage that the spouses come together. This is their plan. And we talked about what happens when you kind of those three options that you have. You do nothing, which means you don't really have a plan at all. You kind of go your own separate ways, which that doesn't set you up to have success in retirement. Or you compromise. And the way you compromise is you have to talk, you have to communicate, and you have to agree on what you want retirement to look like and what steps you're going to take to put things in place to get you where you want to go.
And ladies, don't just put all your full faith and trust in your husband. I appreciate the thought of that, but I just so highly encourage you to be involved. I know we had a lady that came in one time with her husband, and the first words out of her mouth were, "I'd rather get hit by a bus than be sitting here talking about money." This is your retirement. This is your dream, and it works really well as long as you're both living. But I've seen so many times when a spouse predeceases either early in the retirement or even if it's later in the retirement. And I've seen surviving spouses that just, they didn't know where to go. They didn't know what to do. And I've also seen many cases where they get taken advantage of because they're trying to develop relationships with financial people and they don't understand any of it. And they're just in a lost place. So I encourage you to become empowered and to become a part of that retirement plan for both of you.
And that's why the education that we talked about is so important. And there's that old saying that knowledge is power. And you always like to say that I don't totally disagree or don't totally agree with that.
No, I don't think knowledge is power at all.
No, it's the application of that knowledge that becomes power. If you learn a bunch of stuff and put it on a shelf or you never do anything, what good does it do you have taken the time to acquire the knowledge, right?
Absolutely. So you have to put it into action. And the action that we need to get to is this thing called a comprehensive written plan. Remember that statistic on the onset of the show?
73%. Yeah.
Said husbands and wives
did not agree on whether or not they had a plan, a comprehensive written retirement plan, retirement income plan specifically.
So let's get that to 100% agree that you do have a plan. That's the key. And again, I can share another story. A couple that came in to see us. They talked about how they lost so much money when the market dropped back in 2008. The husband's solution was to work 6 days a week and rebuild his retirement accounts. He made accumulation his mission. And I could see his wife, and we did too. We respected his efforts, but we could see that she clearly needed more. She wanted to see how their investments today and their other income sources were going to come together for their retirement. And she wanted to know this time around to make sure their investments wouldn't be as vulnerable to market risk as they were back in 2008. And we see this time and time again, don't we?
We do. And just remember, this is Steve and Ken with Heisey Advisory Group. We are doing our Your Retirement Highway show that hopefully you listen to every week. If you want to communicate with us, let me give you the numbers again, 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go out to yourretirementhighway.com and connect with us that way.
So I've found that if you sit down and you work together on a plan, it can help bring couples together on just about any issues that may separate them. It gives both spouses a chance to talk about what they want out of retirement. It might be travel around the world. It might be playing golf, playing tennis. What's that? Pickleball. We hear a lot of pickleball now these days. It might be relocating to another state or maybe not.
Like South Carolina and going fishing, yeah.
And it may be spending time with the grandkids. Whatever's important, it's really thinking it through, having those conversations together with both spouses. And that starts to lay out a plan for what you want retirement to look like.
And understanding what you want your money to do. I saw something the other day that kind of stood out to me. It's, you know, kind of values first, stuff second. We live in this society where accumulating stuff has become very important. In fact, Americans accumulate so much stuff, we have to rent space to store our stuff.
Who would have ever thought that you would have to pay for another garage? Or how many times do you see people can't even park their cars?
No, cars are in the driveway, and you wonder why they have a garage. Well, you open the doors, and all, you know, stuff that would normally be in their basement, which is overflowing, is stored in the garage.
So baby boomers, You know George Carlin, right? And he did a routine about stuff.
Yes.
I always loved it. So, go ahead.
Yeah, and so values first, stuff second. People that typically are comfortable with where they're headed in retirement really have that down, and they understand that their money is for really three basic reasons. It's to allow them to have some stuff. It's to allow them to do some things, and it's to allow them to be who they want to be. It's the have, the do, the be. Why do you have the money? Why have you spent a lifetime accumulating money to get to where you want to go? Values first, stuff second. And those are the people that we find that are looking the most forward to retirement and feel the most confident in the planning that they're doing.
Like we talked about last week, the highly successful
Absolutely.
Retirees.
Yeah.
So a clear written plan. What should it include? It should include a plan for how annual income needs are going to be met, sources such as Social Security, pensions, annuities, investment accounts, and then how to draw down on those investment accounts to maximize the income and make sure each year that it's as tax efficient as possible.
Yeah, I mean, that is a big mistake that's often made because we think about that conventional wisdom, which was you always would delay taking assets from those tax-deferred accounts. And we have shown through some of the studies that we've done that that isn't always the way you want to do it. Conventional wisdom isn't necessarily the way. So having a tax-efficient plan, critical.
And the third item is how to protect your principal and set up a reliable retirement income stream. Protecting principal becomes even more paramount when we talk about that red zone of retirement, right? Those 5 years before, the 5 years after, highly successful people don't let the market dictate the results of their retirement.
Which kind of leads to the next one, which is having a legitimate growth strategy, one that can help you mitigate to some degree inflation, but help you ensure that you're not going to outlive your nest egg, but also doing it within your comfort level for risk, knowing what your risk comfort level is. People don't think about that too much because we've been in this growth and accumulation mode and you're just kind of letting it all hang out there. But when you get into retirement, you've got to really be thinking about what we like to call that uncle number.
It's easy to forget about when the market's been doing as well as it has the last 10 years.
You bet.
Yep. Another item in your plan, how long-term care plan will provide money to cover the cost should one or potentially both of you need extra care for chronic or terminal illnesses. And then lastly, how a legacy plan can allow you to leave behind something for your beneficiaries or chosen charity. And that's not just a will or a trust, but it's making sure all your beneficiaries are together too, right?
Yeah, and just passing on assets to your beneficiaries or to charity isn't necessarily all what legacy is about. Wouldn't it be nice if you had such a plan in place that would allow you, for example, for your kids and grandkids, to sort of leave the legacy while you're still alive, enjoy it with them. I mean, that really becomes a memorable legacy.
So if there's one concrete step that I can have you take away from the show today, it's having a plan, it's being involved, both spouses, and it's about being educated. Build a retirement plan that satisfies both of you. And if you're looking for some help with that, you might even be saying you already have a plan or you have an advisor. And what I'm trying to tell you is you may not know what you don't know. And I would just encourage you to take the time, sit down, whether it's us or it's someone else, sit down and make sure that you have a comprehensive, cohesive plan. And to do that here at Heise Advisory Group, you just give us a call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. In the end, we believe your best is yet to come, and we believe the second half of your life should be the best half of your life. So enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of the week. We'll be right here, same time, next weekend.
Are you a baby boomer with questions or concerns regarding your retirement plan? How about the future of U.S. tax rates and trends? Does your investment portfolio fully support your income needs? I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group, and we can help you answer these questions and more. Register for one of our upcoming retirement classes on Saturday, November 2nd from 9 to 11:30 a.m. or Tuesday, November 5th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. This 2.5-hour course will cover three essentials: income planning, investment planning, and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or register online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's H-E-I-S-E advisorygroup.com. If you have the slightest doubt regarding your retirement plan, this class is designed for you. Seating is limited. Register now at 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM. AEWM and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. HYSE Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. HYSE Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken HYSE and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at HYSE Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.